If you're a parent trying to communicate with your infant, you may have given baby sign language a try. There's a huge market for books, classes, and smartphone apps that teach parents and babies signs for words like hungry, thirsty, and more. Often these programs claim that baby sign language can speed up spoken language development and even boost a baby's IQ. But there's not much research to support that. So is teaching your baby to sign worthwhile? Let's bring in Gwen Dewar, an evolutionary anthropologist and author of the website Parenting Science. Gwen, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And does this work? Through the research that you've seen and you've done, do you think that baby sign language is effective?
Well, it depends on what you mean by effective. I think that it's possible to teach babies to sign, and it can be a valuable activity for parents to engage in with their babies. They can tune into them and have fun, just like any kind of activity that's a learning activity that you can do with your child. The question is this going to make your baby a better language expert? And on that score, actually, there's really no evidence that it's going to help.
So it might not help in the long run, but it might help in the short run. Can babies understand the concepts needed to say, I want more milk or something like that, and how to communicate that even if they can't say it at the time?
Well, yes, they can, but I should point out that babies are already engaging in spontaneous gestures. And so you don't necessarily need to teach your baby an abstract sign in order to communicate about things like that. That's the thing I want to get across, is I think if we're talking about baby sign language and we think it's a program where they import a bunch of official signs where there's an arbitrary connection between the sign and the meaning, that's could be a fun thing to do, but that's not as if that's going to be something that's going to allow the babies to learn especially fast. Whereas if you focus on those transparent signs and the ones that your baby already uses, that could be really valuable.
They can just make a signal with their hands that might not be the official ASL signal, but it just says, this is what I want.
That's right.
So the Mayo Clinic says that there is limited research to suggest that baby sign language might give a typically developing child a way to communicate several months earlier than those who only use vocal communication. Do you agree with that?
I would have to say that is very limited, and it's better to just say we don't know. The kind of research that we have on that are small studies of infants who are being taught to sign by parents who are deaf and use sign language as their regular language. And then they would look at the babies and at what point did they start babbling with their hands and when did they start saying their first words. And if you look at research like that, those studies really fall within the bounds of what we see with verbal studies of when babies first start babbling verbally and speaking their first words.
So do you think that people, parents, are wasting their money when they invest in apps and classes to teach them and their babies sign language?
Well, I think it depends on your goals. To me, what's really interesting about the research is other research that's not about teaching babies sign language, but about observing real parents who use gestures in a really effective way. They look at what babies are pointing at. They use pantomime. Parents who do that have what is called referential transparency, meaning that you are easy to decipher. And if you think about it, if you are a person who went off to some country where you didn't happen to speak the language and they didn't speak your language, you would really want to talk to people who are very good at miming and reading natural gestures. And there's been studies done showing that parents who have that quality actually have babies that do acquire language faster and do seem to have advantages. So I think gesturing is very good and very effective. It's just the question is, do you need to do kind of a formal program that teaches babies abstract signs, which are harder to learn?
So whether or not baby sign language is an effective way to teach your child how to communicate, the way that most people teach their baby to communicate is to teach them how to speak. Do we have it all wrong? As you look at what works and what doesn't work, do you think that there would be just a better way to communicate with your baby and give them lifelong skills in communication?
Well, I think actually we know a lot about the best ways to communicate with babies. You need to make eye contact with your baby when you're talking. Studies show that when you do that, part of the brain that tunes in with communication is more likely to turn on. You engage in conversations with your baby. Even though your baby can't speak, you communicate as if your baby is able to do that, and you interpret her looks and her gestures. And when parents do that, when they tune into the mind of the baby and really try to imagine themselves from the baby's perspective, research shows that when you do that, babies learn things really fast.
What makes parents good at that?
Well, I think that there's something called mind-minded parenting, and that's simply realizing from the very beginning when your baby is born that this is an autonomous being who has a mind and is, you know, intelligent and not just an object that needs care. And so when parents start out with just assuming that their babies have independent minds, that's really the key. It's really pretty simple.
That is Gwen Dewar, who's an evolutionary anthropologist and author of the website Parenting Science. Very interesting, Gwen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And parents, we'd love to hear about your experience with this. If you've tried teaching sign language to your baby, does it work? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.